This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Many of us have had a tough time adjusting to screw cap wines. After all, it was such a dramatic departure from the cork. But wait, there's a new guy in town. Are you ready to be zorked? More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. There's a new wine sealing system getting a lot of attention, and it just may go viral. It's called the Zork, and it could replace the traditional cork as well as the screw cap. All over the world, winemakers have been experimenting with different kinds of bottle enclosures, and there are still plenty of wine lovers who are seriously put off by the twist-off top. It's just so soda poppy. Enter the new Zork, a peel-and-seal wine cork system. It's much the same principle as many milk containers. You grab a tab and peel the bottom off the plastic seal top, then pop the cork out and pour. When you want to save the remaining wine for later, just pop that Zork back in the bottle. The Zork resembles a traditional port cork and is targeted at younger drink-now wines. And for restaurants that serve by the glass, it promises to get the wine from bottle to table in record time. You can find these Zorks on wine bottles from Sonoma, California's Standout Wines and Laidback Wines, produced by The Other Guys. However, keep your eye out for them elsewhere. They have the potential to take the industry by storm. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.